Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Well, your next good workout could be right around the corner. Governor Cuomo has announced that gyms in New York State can open next Monday. WCBS reporter Peter Haskell covered the governor, and he joins us now. So, Peter, what COVID-related changes can we expect to see?
This might not sound very appealing, but you're going to need to wear a mask. Masks in the gym will be required. The governor says capacity will be limited to 33%. There will likely be some kind of screening process, probably a temperature check. The ventilation system needs to be upgraded, and you're going to have to sign in. This way, if there is a positive case, it'll be easy to do contact tracing.
Peter, how do we know if the gyms are actually going to follow all these rules?
Well, this is going to bring up the same issues with bars and restaurants. It's up to the local governments. They're going to have to do their part. With bars and restaurants, the state has stepped in. The governor said there were 66 liquor violations over the weekend. When it comes to the gyms, the inspections can begin immediately and will have to be undertaken at least 2 weeks after the gyms open. So the gyms in some places could open before they're actually inspected.
Well, also, Peter, the governor is expected to speak at the Democratic National Convention tonight, sometime in the 9 o'clock hour. Do we know what he's going to talk about?
He did offer a bit of a preview. It sounds like, in part, this is going to be about leadership. When it comes to COVID, he noted that the government, the federal government, has been weak and unprepared and divided. And it sounds like he'll be pointing the finger at the president. Now, clearly, Cuomo, especially in April and May, received a lot of national attention for his handling of the crisis. He'll probably be talking about that. And I'll also point out that what has happened with COVID is that it's really reshaped the way that people think about government. And he believes that it shows government impacts people's lives in very serious ways, and if the federal government fails, the American people suffer.
That's WCBS reporter Peter Haskell with the latest on Governor Cuomo on the Afternoon Roundup.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.